You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, of course, that is Steve Mason right there. Mason, how was the weekend?
Weekend was went to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had your U2 show.
Yeah, I went to see U2.
Oh, you were in the Sphere.
I would love to put it into words, but truly it is impossible to describe how unbelievably astounding the visuals are in that place.
All right, so John,
I know Ireland has tried
Let me just say this. So on Saturday, we're doing pre.
Right.
And Michael says, John, you got to come on. And John was so excited to say, you know, Mason's here, right? Mason's going to the Sphere. He's there for you too. And we started talking about, you know, everything else that had to do with concerts, how much they're going to change.
Yeah.
He was freaking pumped to know that you were going.
I mean, it's no words can possibly describe it. Like John went on and on about it. And other friends have gone to it and have said the same thing. I think Cappy went there.
Yeah, he did. I think Sedano's going like a week or two.
Words can't describe. I mean, it's the visuals are an entire gigantic IMAX sort of looking wall, and they just fold into each other. And the lights are amazing.
How is the sound?
The sound. They've got like, you know, I read somewhere they got 100,000 speakers in that place.
No, it's crazy. So I can't handle 3D or anything like that.
You can handle it.
So this, you can handle this? Because it's all over, and it's like, it's a lot coming at you.
Well, you know what they do that's interesting is they ease into it. So it starts.
It's not
just like, bam, here's a wall of stuff. It just eases out, so you slowly adjust to it. And they did all my favorite songs.
That's amazing.
The closer was With or Without You is like one of my favorite songs. They did Beautiful Day.
Which is the song, Jorge, that he loves so much? Is that With or Without You?
They did not do it, no.
It wasn't. They didn't do this? Just for you, they say, Steve Mason, this is for you to get stuck in your head.
It would have been stuck in my head for sure.
So I think MSG, that's a Dolan. Dolan owns
that. Yes, it is. In fact, Bono at one point said, thanks, Jim Dolan. I've never heard anybody thank Jim Dolan for anything.
What about when he's up there with the saxophone? Do people thank him for getting off the stage?
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
So are they going to build, isn't that part of the idea? They're going to build more of these in other cities?
I would imagine this is something they're going to duplicate.
Other spheres?
But supposedly this thing costs like $2 billion to build.
I think you're right.
So I don't know. They can't just throw one up anywhere.
But it is the talk of Vegas.
Yeah.
Think about how many distractions are in Vegas and everyone's talking about that.
Yep.
You must have created an unbelievable place in order for that to happen.
But it's so many lights. It has to cost a ton of money, the electricity on just that alone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more than any other place,
I would
assume.
At one point,
somebody
accidentally kicked out the extension cord. And the whole thing went dark. It was just like one plug. Hey, Edge.
But what I mean is, like, you have it in Vegas. You can do that in Vegas because they have all the money going around. But, like, if you put it somewhere else, that's going to be a little
bit tough. Here's one thing I thought was interesting.
Atlantic City, maybe?
This is super smart. Atlantic City's a dump now.
I've never been to Atlantic City.
It's a total dump. So here's one thing that I thought was interesting. Because I said before, I'll stream some Instagram Live from inside. It is like zero dark 30 in there. Your phone doesn't work. You can't tweet. You can't Instagram. You can't Instagram Live. You can't do any. It's like they've zeroed out all cell capabilities.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Like smart.
That. Yeah.
Okay. So that's how it was. What time did you get to the Sphere? And when did you hear the Shohei news?
Okay. So I woke up on Saturday morning in Vegas at my normal time.
Yeah.
11. And
such a jerk.
And it was shortly. And I, by the way, I went to bed thinking, hey, he's a Blue Jay. That's it.
We left on Friday, and there was nobody here that thought that Shohei Ohtani had a remote chance. It was just like, okay, it's a ticking clock before he announces he's going to the Blue Jays.
Yes. And I opened my phone. Juan is the one that told me. Said
he went on Twitter. He's looking.
Well, he didn't go on Twitter. He saw it somewhere, come across Apple News or something. I'm like, you're kidding me. Then I go on Twitter. I'm like, it's
boom.
It's just like done. It's done. And I'll tell you what, this is, it's not just signing a free agent. It's so much more. Yep. It's actually, it's an economy. I mean, this thing is going to be worth so much money to the Dodgers. And in terms of winning, if Shohei Ohtani wanted, as he said as a little kid, according to one Japanese reporter, Dodgers world domination, he actually wrote that phrase as a little kid. Now he's got a chance. And Ohtani, you know, with the Angels, obviously never got a sniff of the postseason. He is going to live in the postseason. Yep. He will be made or broke, reputation, history, career, Hall of Fame, all that stuff, made or broken every single year in the postseason.
So I asked Lee earlier, how many World Series championships do they need in those 10 years to make it completely worth it? To take the money out, because the Dodgers are going to make massive
amount of Dodgers
money. So just for on the field.
The contract, it literally pays for itself.
Right.
But it sounds weird. But
how
true.
Many World Series wins do you need to see?
In the next 10 years?
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah, that's what I said, three.
Yeah, yeah. Feels like three.
You said something, I'm sure, just kind of, you said he's an economy.
He is.
That's a powerful way to put it. Like, that's a really good way to put it. He is an economy. Aside from the business,
yeah.
Man, he's going to have, I think he came to the Dodgers. Is he already an icon today?
Yes.
He is.
Of course he is. Yes, he's the best player in baseball.
What's missing?
Championships.
Playoff moments.
Yeah.
Championships.
Sure.
Remember when Ohtani hit that three-run homer in the NLCS to get to... I don't know really how to describe it. Mace, we were talking about this. Trav and I were talking about this last week, that let's just pretend it happened. He's a Dodger. What's it going to be the first Laker game that he goes to? What's the stadium?
Insane.
Think about wherever this guy goes, you can't get a bigger.
So did you see there was floating around today a pretend parade map?
Yeah, I saw
like
it.
A pretend parade map that started at 10 a.m.
I was like, this can't be real, right?
Starts in Little Tokyo, ends up at Dodger Stadium. There was supposed to be a fake parade. Yeah, I mean, that's the level of excitement.
Blocking off streets at 6 a.m.
Exactly.
But Ohtani only has one moment. He has one singular moment that's like, wow, he's so good.
Striking out Mike Trout
in the World Baseball Classic. That's it. That's all we know. Maybe he has some stuff in Japan. I don't know about it. But it's going to start happening here, and it's going to start happening with the Dodgers. That's the most amazing
thing. What do they do next? What's the
pitching.
Next move?
Pitching.
Yep.
And everything I'm reading today is they're still in on Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Yep.
Who is probably a $300 million contract. Yep. Do they have the appetite for a $300 million
Absolutely.
Contract?
Can you add...
Or at least they'll raise the price on it.
Yeah.
Can you add that $700 plus that $300 that... They would have spent $1 billion on two players in the offseason.
Yeah, nobody's done that since your team last year.
They spent a bill. Well,
your
team spent
$1 billion last year.
Was it Bogarts?
Soto didn't pay.
They paid Cronenworth. They paid
80.
They paid Musgrove.
Oh, yeah,
they paid 100.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Darvish, they paid 100.
But this
100.
Is on two guys.
Can I tell you something crazy?
Tyler Glasnow, by the way, that's somebody that they're...
Tyler Glasnow, Dylan Cease, and Lucas Giolito. Who's a free agent.
Yeah.
How do you compete with them? Like, how do you... Think about what the Dodgers just did, and they're already... Like, Freddie's already there. Mookie's already there.
Yeah.
The farm system they have is already incredible. The resources there. How do you compete against this?
I don't know. Well, frankly... Everybody's been able to compete against them in the postseason,
yep.
right? I mean, ultimately, it comes down to postseason success, and they've only won one World Series in this particular run with Friedman and Caston and Roberts and all that. So right now, everybody's competing. Well, it's going to come down to how guys perform in the postseason. And, you know, if this does not deliver a World Series championship, the Dodgers will have made a lot of money, but I think fans will still be unbelievably frustrated. But right now, they got the opportunity and the flexibility to be able to build a pitching staff to be successful this year. They've already got Bobby Miller. Walker Buehler going to be back
at some point
next year.
Yeah.
Supposedly, if spring training started, hopefully, you wouldn't be ready today.
Right.
Last week.
Emmett Sheehan and
then you're
Ryan
depending
Pepiot.
On youngsters, which you can't. They're not going to walk into the season, I think, with that pitching staff's going to look a lot different.
There's going to be a lot of changes that go on, and also the bottom of the lineup is not very strong.
No, I mean, they got
Outman, Hayward, You know, yeah.
Yeah, they got Taylor in left field, right? I mean, they're obviously going to come in with another left fielder.
They
should
just add, like, you know, Bryce Harper. Find some other guys.
I mean, guys, our guys are out there, like, Randy Arozarena. They're, like, guys out there
along
who are really
good. Tyler Glasnow, if you can make that happen. Right. So, I mean, you're with me.
Or you go Willy Adames and Corbin Burns.
So there was a report that came out that said that Corbin Burns is basically off the table.
They're
not expected to trade him, which means they could be traded, but they're saying that Milwaukee does not want
to. Yeah, he's under team control, I think, for another year before he goes to arbitration.
Adames too. But are you with me that they're not done? By Ohtani changing down from $70 million a year to $40 million, they want the flexibility. They're going to go out and get as much as they possibly can. Starting pitching, maybe more outfield help, but they're going to do a full-on all-in situation.
What if they bought other major league teams just to get them out of the way? See what I'm saying?
Right.
Buy the Padres.
Buy one of them.
It's a good idea.
No, buy the Angels.
Yeah.
Angels
is it against the rules?
If there's one to buy the Angels right now.
Yeah.
I
would say combined talent, except I don't know that there's a lot of talent on the other side that we would necessarily want. So
I don't think there's a
merger between the Dodgers and the Angels. I've heard from so many Angels fans who are like, I don't know how I'm going to listen to the station now that Shohei Ohtani is on.
They still listen.
You'll get used to it. You'll get used to it.
But think about that. That is. Are you a big, you plan for your Christmas shopping? Like, are you done?
Done. Done.
How do you do it? Can you give me a pep talk?
Yes.
Did you get me?
What's that?
Did you get me?
You're not on our show anymore, friendo.
You have to ask Alan and Travis.
Yes,
no longer
those
here.
Guys.
It's a 1:15. I hope you find someone.
Yeah.
Oh, he's on the show today, by the way.
Oh, right. Jorge Sergio. So I think that the best way to shop is online. And I bought some stuff on Amazon. I actually bought something. I bought something in August for my mom that I'm just getting ready for. So during the year, sometimes I'll be the guy that picks stuff up, sticks it in a drawer.
You find something that makes sense.
Yeah,
early? No way.
Oh, I'm in early.
It's Juan, not you.
No. Christmas is me.
Okay.
100% me.
Hi, Momo.
Yeah, it's all me. And there's Momo.
The only question I have for Momo is, did you bring the challah?
Oh!
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what?
Challah.
It's the chocolate chip challah, right?
Butter
too.
Butter with it. We can't just have challah without the butter.
Yeah. Have you ever had Momo's chocolate chip challah?
Was it last year? Or Mark brought some?
I brought chocolate chip challah last year.
It was so good.
And I know how to make it. And I did something different this year, and I didn't
never go different.
I don't know if it's going to be good. We're going to find out. Because
something that works, stick with it.
So usually you do the dough, you let it rise. You braid it, and then at the end, you put in some chocolate chips.
Right.
But I put the chocolate chips in before.
Oh, you wanted the chocolate chips.
So that's extra chocolate chips.
Yes.
Double the chips.
So it's chocolate bread.
Chocolate.
It's like a babka.
So it's like.
Oh, wow.
So it turned brown.
Show YouTube right there.
Because it turned brown because the chocolate was
put in. That's all right. It looks good.
Take a piece.
It tastes the same. We don't know. It's an experiment.
Here, Slay.
Take a piece.
Greg is the
one. You're not going to eat it?
No, I'm up 5 pounds from where I was.
So am I.
January
1st.
No, I'm not going to do the January 1 thing.
You're going to be the arbiter.
It's the reboot all over again.
No. I'm rebooted.
No butter.
Okay, so here's Slee.
Is it good?
A bite of the challah.
Is it as good?
Nice chocolate chip challah.
Soft.
Yeah.
Good? I don't know.
Tasting.
Okay, now he's trying to laugh. He's handing it off.
He's handing off the challah.
I'll take a little. Oh,
challah handoff.
Warm. How is it
warm?
Still warm?
I baked it this morning.
You baked it this morning. Okay.
I let it rise overnight.
Wait. Look at what Sliwa did. He took
from
the
really
top
long time
in
to
the
give
middle.
Well, that's like
he didn't
take
a piece off.
Yeah, I should have ripped the rest
in the middle of it.
Okay, Sli, what do you think?
It's very unsatisfying. It takes away the middle from me.
Your experiment.
Yeah. Did it ruin it?
A little tough.
Is very successful.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a little harder.
Very successful.
I think
it's a little tough.
No, but
it's a little
good.
Harder.
It's good, though.
You shut your mouth and you tell
you
her it's
told
good.
Her it's tough?
No.
I'm being...
Why would you be critical of her challah?
I would not tell her it's tough.
Because she... Look, Momo, are you one that you want the truth or you want me to make you feel good?
I think
really
I already
good.
Know.
I think it's really good.
Because
you want
it didn't rise like it normally does after I put the chocolate chips in too early. I think the chocolate melted and changed the rise.
It's still good. It is tough.
So
it's a little dense, right?
Yeah, it's a little dense.
It didn't rise normal. I was like, oh no.
See, I always think I want the varnished Truth.
He's going to leave.
It's okay.
He's going to leave.
I'm going to eat it. You can put it there.
I'm going to try
leave
it.
A Yelp. You're going to leave a Yelp review.
Yeah.
A
little tough.
You're going to leave a Yelp review.
It's a little tough.
It's a little tough.
I'm nothing but honest.
Yeah.
No, it's good, but you're right. It is a little.
You know, it's funny. Mama, after I wrote that.
It is still good.
After I wrote that thing for Matthew Berry, I sent it to Greg. I said, all I want to hear is that you love it. And Bergman read it.
And then it said, I love it.
I love it. That's it.
Butter on it. It's really good.
Butter on the challah?
In the break.
Buttered challah?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Done? We accomplished everything we needed to.
Thank most. We're just getting started.
Good,
this
you guys are. You guys are. Just trust me.
Okay, all the Ohtani.
Last year I nailed it.
All the Ohtani.
All the Lakers.
Rams. No, wait. Crushing
they
defeat.
Lost. But oh, damn, they played really well. That's a dangerous team if they get in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean,
how
I think
did they lose that game?
It was really tough. Yeah,
with your playoff life on the lines, are they still listed as in the hunt?
They're still going to make.
Well, no, I never had them winning that. I had that as a loss, no matter what.
That was a house money.
But that was like they played so well.
Yeah.
They should have won the game. They were ahead.
They have become a really, really good. They played with Baltimore and they were right there. And arguably, that's the best team in the
AFC.
So they're in it.
Go 3-1. These final four.
Gotta
just win those three games. I think they get in. Go
win
look at Minnesota schedule. They're gonna have some bumps. In the
I know, but Minnesota blew out the Raiders yesterday, didn't they?
Huge win.
3-0.
3-0.
Really blowing them.
3-0 blowout.
That set back football 35 years.
It did. I don't even want to talk about the game.
No,
we're
going to
dwell on
team.
It today.
They're
Are you
not
still
going to
let him join the show or no?
I don't know.
We'll let him. We'll let him.
Mace,
just
Ramona,
take your seat.
Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger, that's what a hamburger is all about.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Whoa, Jorge.
Oh, is that all you got?
Wait, what are you doing here?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
I can be out the door. That's
so this is a really interesting day at 710 ESPN. Here it is, a monster reaction Monday.
Yeah.
And so who's that? Travis left because of a bad voice,
His
right?
His voice was absolutely terrible.
Producer Laura's not here. Producer Brian's not here.
Right. He was sick, and so was Laura.
And so Jorge's filling in.
Yes.
I had to come
second.
Up with the game
you,
at
Jorge.
The very last second.
Yeah.
Which
I'm sure it's going to be great.
It's going to be spectacular.
It's better than me writing it during the breaks.
Absolutely is.
Yeah, you need to pay attention.
Yeah.
But also, I had to send him home and we couldn't get anybody down here fast enough, I had to fill in with Sliwa.
It's unbelievable.
And
Greg, you're kind of, are you the next Sliwa?
No,
are you the next guy who goes from behind the mic to like your own show?
I would
to
point out that Bergman is not, he is... in front of the mic all the time.
That's true.
There's never
true.
A moment really.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, you're
always
there.
I mean, you're doing
there.
Promos on the radio. I hear you all the
not
time.
Anymore.
I heard those.
Yeah. So let me ask you something. So as of Friday, when we left this building on Friday,
oh my gosh,
we were fully under the belief that Shohei Ohtani was headed to Toronto to play for the Blue Jays. And it was based on it based on one report, two reports?
There was one report from J.P. Hornstra, Dodgers Nation, who I've known J.P. a long time. He covered the team from the Daily News for a long time. He's at Dodgers Nation now. Like, this isn't some
dude. Baseball Writers of America.
Yeah, he's a real guy. He's not just some guy who came out and threw something at a wall. This is a real guy who seemed like he had real sources. He was clearly way out in front on this one because no one was confirming it.
So out in front that he was wrong.
So out in front that he was wrong. until J.P. Morosi, or I don't know if it's J.P., John Morosi.
John Morosi, okay, yeah.
Had another report that was about the plane flying to Toronto, and then there was something like his representative of CAA won't comment. And so, this is what happened. This was like a really interesting modern media story.
Okay.
I was convinced that a guy like J.P. Hornstra, who has covered the league, knows what's going on, like he knows how journalism is done,
yep,
that nobody would go that far out on a limb unless
they had it
they
nailed.
Really had it nailed. I was like, he's got the nuts. It's yep. Pocket Aces, Pocket Kings. We don't yep. know his source, but that, I mean, it was so definitive, that article, the way he wrote
yeah, it. Yeah, it really was. There was no wiggle room. It's not like Toronto has yeah. a preference. None of that. Nothing. It was just done.
Done. And I was like, wow. I mean, it's just so concrete. I was like, I believe you. I've read your stories. Okay. And so that was the first precursor. And then everyone in the baseball world for like 24 hours was having that same feeling.
Right.
That same like, wow, I mean, I guess it must be true. Like,
well, and to be clear, John Morosi had him on the plane going to Toronto. Right. Later on said, I was wrong. I apologize to baseball yeah. fans everywhere. He was not on a plane. He was in Southern California the entire time.
It was the guy from Shark Tank.
It was the guy from Shark Tank.
So great. But here's what happens. So it's confirmation bias.
Yeah.
Okay? This is what we all hear. It was the same thing happened with Kawhi and the Lakers. Remember, there was... There were some reporters going around saying Kawhi is going to the Lakers.
Remember, it was that last one. It was like, oh, it's going to happen. He was going to jump in.
Yeah, there was a few of those, but they didn't have the same kind of credibility that that Hornstra does.
Right.
And so they were just kind of internet guys. There was like a couple of random Instagram accounts, right? And they were like, I'm friends with someone in the Lakers ownership.
Yes.
Right. People were like looking through their followers to find out who they were connected to. And I think people just want to believe that somebody has the story.
Sure.
And it's the hardest thing as a reporter. Like, I even started making calls that day to find out if it was true, like, what was going on.
Right.
Called someone in Toronto, and they go, well, sounds like he's on the plane, and people say he's on the plane. This was before the Morosi story.
Correct, correct.
Because people had been tracking the plane and all that stuff. And so what we don't know is, because no one's talking, right? The Dodgers aren't back.
We don't know like what you would call the TikTok. We don't know anything about how it went down or who got
yeah,
it when
we don't know.
All that stuff.
Did the Dodgers get a chance to come over the top? Like maybe he had decided to go to the Blue Jays. We don't know that.
Right. I mean,
it hasn't come out yet. He hasn't spoken.
Yeah.
And then the Dodgers said, you know what? Let's throw an extra $100 million on. We don't know. That could be the case.
Could be the case. Or it could be it was close. Yeah, it was close to done or they were using Toronto.
Yeah.
To get more money out of the Dodgers.
That was my first thought, is that maybe this was, he wants to go to the Dodgers, but the Blue Jays are ahead of them, and this is a way to extract more. But it doesn't feel like that right now because of all the deferred money.
Right.
That at least the reporting we have right now is that there's a lot of deferred money in this, so it's not going to be a $70 million hit every single year on the Dodgers luxury tax against
right.
the CBT tax, the competitive
Correct.
Balance
competitive
tax.
Balance tax.
It looks like it was his idea to defer some of that. Plus, it's 10 years, not 13 or 14. It doesn't seem like he was just after every last dollar
Correct.
And the highest bidder won. I go all the way back to the idea that he seemed to have a preference for the Dodgers the entire time, even when he first came over from Japan. But
if
they didn't have a DH.
If there would have been a DH yeah. in the National League, I think he would have been a Dodger.
So,
you're right.
So we have confirmation bias versus Occam's razor. Is this a little too Sanford-y for you?
Occam's razor is that the easiest answer is the obvious one.
Right. Very good, Mace.
Thanks.
Look at that. You know what? You seem smarter with that facial hair.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
More distinguished.
More distinguished.
No, I wouldn't say distinguished.
Yeah. No, you don't
I
like
feel
it?
Like...
By the way, when we do
like it.
When we do Blades of Glory on Wednesday, yeah. I will be anything but distinguished. anything but distinguished.
By the way, the Dodgers have not announced the Shohei signing yet. It is not
right.
actually done.
Listen.
They made that trade with New York.
Until J.P. Hornstra speaks, I'm just not going to believe it.
I mean, that's two entities that are no longer in existence.
You know what?
By the way, they're saying, just for the record, they're saying that in the last hour, this is what the last hour meaning the last hour of negotiations, that final 24 hours, that they raised the offer by $100 million. That's their report.
Who's they?
That is J.P. Hornstra.
Okay.
Is it really? Oh, why would you look at it?
Well,
He might be right.
Maybe he's right.
He
could
might
be. I mean,
like, there is a world in which all of what he is writing
but here's the
is
thing.
Correct.
You yes, better absolutely. Have it right. If you report on it. The biggest free agent, maybe in baseball
ever.
History, you better have it
dead.
You better have the nuts.
Cold.
You better have it right.
Yep.
And here's this is my I have a lot of professional sympathy and personal sympathy for what he must be experiencing.
Okay, sure. And I'm sure it's awful.
This isn't, you know, like, can you imagine how sick he must be? Like,
yeah, I know.
I mean, I'd be like, the whole day, I'd be like, why isn't anyone confirming it? Oh, my God.
Right. Just dangling.
Dangling. And then you wake up. Well, it wasn't even wake up. It was around noon on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then you see, did anyone tip him off? Like, hey, we're going in a different direction. Like, I don't believe that he made anything up. I don't believe.
No.
I don't think so. I think there was a lot of bad information going around because it was so seismic when he first reported that. There was a lot, like, even me calling people were like, I heard he's on the plane to Toronto. And I remember talking to Passan at the time, and he was like, well, did they know he was on the plane or did they just hear that? And I go, oh, they just heard that. Because there was just stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was like the Kawhi thing. When there's a vacuum of information, anything seems credible at that point. People
right.
look to fill in the blanks. That's what our mind does. And we want immediate answers, not let's find out.
Working on one of the finalists.
Yeah.
No.
Also, when there was only about 2 hours before, 2 hours before he signed or said Dodgers.
Yep.
They doubled down on it. JP and Dodgers Nation doubled down on it and said, this is still happening. Here is what I know. And it was a whole thing. He doubled down. I mean, at that point,
and
you got to know.
I don't know.
It could be some of it.
He might be right. Like, the whole thing might be right.
Well, how could he be right?
But, like, you, when you report, you get four sources. And you,
he might have two or three. We don't know.
You wouldn't go out there unless.
I wouldn't do that because, like, at ESPN, if you do that, that's the end of you.
Yep.
Like, this is the biggest stage. You go that far. I would be nervous if people couldn't confirm it in 2 minutes.
Yes.
Like, I'd be, like, every time, I don't care if the person themselves tells me. If, like, I had a direct line to Shohei.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to Toronto. I would still be nervous.
Yeah.
I've
yeah.
actually had stories where the person involved has told me this is happening, and I'm still nervous to hit send.
Yeah, see, I would never want to be in this business of
your
trying
hands
to
are
name
shaking.
Things for, it's like, no.
My
no.
hand, like, literally hands are shaking. You feel like you're going to throw up the whole time.
Yep.
And then you wait. And you're like, oh, God. I hope somebody
confirms.
Yeah, please confirm it within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, you never want to be that person. You always want to feel so solid that you're right, that you're not sweating
yes.
it.
Yes, yes.
So I can't even imagine what that
yeah.
would be like.
Yeah.
And also, I want to leave open the possibility that he could be right. He could be right about all of this. And
no,
that there's just
right.
a vacuum of information.
Yeah. No, I mean, he was wrong.
Well, yeah, in the way he wrote it, he should have hedged it.
Yeah, he was.
He should have definitely hedged
he
it.
He was just, there's right and there's wrong, and
yeah.
he was wrong.
It has come to an end.
Yeah.
Shohei's going to be a Blue
yeah.
Jay.
I know,
like,
I know.
Boom, boom.
Listen, you always write it with a hedge.
Okay,
so leaning towards.
There is your reporting. Let's talk about what it means for me.
Oh,
baseball
my God.
Let's
yeah,
talk
that's
about
right.
The fun
guys.
Part.
Amazing.
Let's talk about this crazy lineup that the Dodgers are going to see this year. Let's talk about the amount of economic revenue that there's going to be for the Dodgers. All that stuff. Plus, we will work in some calls. There's so much going on today. The Lakers won the in-season tournament. They won the NBA Cup on Saturday night.
Bronny James played.
The Rams. Oh, that's a heartbreaker. All that stuff is going on. You're on the right station. You're in the right place. 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland. Momo's in for John. 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, you got to get yourself together. You got stuck in a moment and you can't get out of it.
That is your song.
This is one of the songs that you two did not perform Saturday at Sphere.
Oh, I need the concert review.
The concert
I mean, you're here.
Yes, let's save it.
All right.
Let's say. I mean, it was unbelievable. I wanted to say though real quick. So, Bergman, do you play poker in Vegas when you go to Vegas?
Yeah,
do you play
I have a few times, yeah.
So I played at a 5-10 table.
Oh.
On Saturday. No limit, 5-10.
Yeah, you got to like, do no limit.
Oh, I can hang. I can hang with this.
I bet you can.
They were betting so much pre-flop.
Oh my gosh.
Pre-flop, I was getting hammered.
It's because they don't want you limping in with anything.
Yeah, I got cleaned out in hour and 45 minutes.
Yep.
Gone.
Yep. Yep. If you don't have anything, they're trying to get you out. They don't want anybody trying to limp
the
in.
Anything over like 3-6 or 4-8 tables are just, that's a game.
But a 1-3 table, everybody hangs in.
Yeah.
Everybody
just
hangs
sees
in
the flop.
For
yeah.
The flop. You know?
It's a different game. You can
the
adjust.
The flop is cheap. Yeah, I should have gone to a 1-3 because they cleaned me out at a 5-10.
You could probably go 2-4, 3-6.
Yeah, one of those. One of those. I do well when I'm here. I did terrible in Vegas. Where the hell did I play? I played at the Venetian. Oh, no, I played at Resorts World. Have you been to Resorts World?
Not.
That's the new one there. It's good. It's like basically a big food court with a casino in the middle.
Huh.
Like all the way around the the casino.
Well,
there
that's
are different
why you gained weight.
Food score. Yeah, I know.
Did you frequent every single one
I
of those?
I frequented a lot of dessert is what I did.
That's
a lot
what
of
you
dessert.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah. This is honestly, is this the biggest free agent signing that the Dodgers have ever had?
I think that's right.
Since the last one.
No.
Who would be the last one?
Who is the last one?
Freddie was a huge one. Mookie was a huge one.
Nothing like this.
Mookie's traded for, I guess.
Yeah, Mookie was traded for, then they extended him. Freddie was a gigantic deal.
Yeah.
But this is the biggest deal in franchise history, I think. And we're talking about a player who, and it's not, again, not going to pitch this year, will potentially pitch in 2025. But I was doing some reading, as I often do, Momo.
Yeah.
The contract, of course, is the biggest in North American sports history. He is among his endorsements, Mitsubishi, UFG Financial Incorporated, Japan Airlines, Kosei Corporation, and Seiko. Ohtani's unprecedented success has driven increases in tourism to sea players and sales of merchandise featuring him, among other benefits. According to a professor at Kansai University in Western Japan, Ohtani's move to the Dodgers will have about a $437 million economic impact next year.
Wait, say they got 400 year. And what?
$437 million in economic impact next year.
In Los Angeles or for the franchise?
For the franchise.
Whoa.
$437 million. This contract
pays
for itself. I mean, it sounds stupid, right? Oh, my God, they spent they're going to make $437 million off of it this year. They're basically in 2 years, they're going to have the contract paid off. And he's deferred so much money that they're going to be able to put a competitive, they're going to be able to assemble a pitching staff because he's deferred all that money. And what? He's at somewhere in the $40 million range for actual salary against the competitive balance tax for this year. That leaves them room to get a Giolito or a Snell or a Corbin Burns or whoever that happens to be. They've got that sort of maneuverability because he is doing what I would call the Tom Brady plan.
Yeah.
Tom Brady always took less, never took a max. He was making $18, $20 million a year. He would say, you know what? All that matters to me is that we win and that we're competitive. This is another sign of competitive attitude from Shohei Ohtani. He's saying, look, money's always better in your pocket than it is somewhere else because it's earning interest or it's going to work for. He's saying, no, you know what I care about the most? Championships. Hold my money, spend it on somebody that can help me right now. That is competitiveness.
I had heard that the money that comes with Shohei, it is astronomical. I've heard it was a lot, that it basically pays for him.
Yep.
The money that comes with all the sponsors and economic impact. But when you put that actual number on it, it is pretty staggering. Like, even in that pays for him in 2 years. That pays the $700 million
in
2 years.
In 2 years. In all the revenue. And by the way.
Not to mention, if he's doing deferred money, then they're earning interest on the money they're keeping.
Correct. That's another good point.
Oh my
They've
gosh.
Got money in their pocket. Yeah. I'm telling you, this deal, and thank God it came down. I think it would have been devastating to Dodger fans had this not happened, especially after the last 2 years and the early exits. It's like, we deserve some of the good stuff. We deserve nice toys. And Shohei Ohtani is an unbelievable toy. He is going to be, you think about that lineup, Mookie, Freddie, Shohei. That's absolutely crazy.
I also just like the star power. Like, I like the idea. I mean, do you remember in the World Baseball Classic where he faced off against Trout?
Sure.
Oh.
So great.
So great. And, like, as I think Mookie has a transcendent star power to him. He has that quality to him. Freddie is just a really good player. I don't think he has the same aura.
No.
In terms of marketability on
great
or off
player.
The field.
Awesome player.
Yeah. Shohei is a giant superstar. Giant, and I know he doesn't have that big personality, but he's almost to me like a Roger Federer type, quiet personality, sort of reserved, but has that aura that you know you're looking and watching an all-time great.
Right, and the excitement at the stadium, Bergman, it's going to be crazy night tonight.
Oh, the place is going to be nuts, and this is the first time since maybe Manny Ramirez that you have a guy that you're actually afraid is going to hit you out of the park every single time he comes up to bat.
Yeah.
Like, Mookie can hit home runs, but that's not like his
Freddie
game.
Freddie can hit home runs. Not really his. He's not going to go
for
50.
They'll give you 25, 30. Yeah, they're not these 50. He's going to put 45 home runs up every year. That's what he's doing right now. So you have a legit guy that's going to be hitting home runs. It's scary.
And the fact that he deferred money allows them to put together a pitching staff that can win next year. Because right now they got Bobby Miller, Walker Buehler, who's coming off of Tommy John. They've got those kids like Emmett Sheehan and those guys, Gavin Stone, etc. But they need to add sort of an anchor to the rotation. And that's really the next thing. Whether they're in on Yamamoto or not, Japanese phenom, 25 years old, probably another $300 million. Whether they're in on him, I don't know. He would be a great anchor for a rotation, but there are other guys out there.
Can we just talk about also the $700 million and how wrong everyone was about what the value really was going to be?
Like, well, Michael Thompson texted me and said, I told you all along it was going to be $700 million.
Did he say?
He did.
He did?
He said he's a $400 million pitcher and a $400 million batter. You give him $800 million.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. That was
And he got a little bit of discount. It went to $350 and $350.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, have we
Michael
said
was
that
on it. I thought 600 all along. I never thought 700.
Have we said that there are no opt-outs?
Correct.
No opt-outs.
How crazy is that? That no opt-outs?
Yeah.
On either side.
On either side. That means 10 years, you're here.
Okay. The other side of it, which we will probably not dwell on all that much.
Which is?
Oh my God, if you're the Angels, what are you doing?
Yeah, we're not going to dwell on that. That's pathetic.
Think about how they could have, like, I don't know that he was ever going to re-sign there.
I don't think so.
But they didn't trade him. Now he is gone. Okay. And not only is he's gone to your inner city rival.
Okay. I want to.
That's enough Angels talking today.
I actually want to defend them a little bit.
Okay.
Coming up next. Right. It's Fifth Row Fridays this week. So we got a pair of tickets to sit in the fifth row at a Lakers game. I don't see exactly which game it is.
They're all good now.
All these games are great. If you pay attention and listen every day this week, there'll be a question from each day. And if you can answer all five questions on Friday, fifth row Lakers tickets, all courtesy of BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. So keep paying attention.
The game is Lakers versus Raptors on Tuesday, January 9th.
Okay, excellent.
Ooh, Raptors are a tough
matchup.
Oh,
that's good. That's good.
It's always a tough matchup.
All right, coming up next, going to spin the wheel of questions. It is a big day in Los Angeles. Shohei Ohtani is a Dodger. We'll circle to the Lakers, who were great on Saturday night. Dominating performance for Anthony Davis. All that's coming up for you. And in the meantime, let me tell you about my friend Jacob Imrani. Okay, if you're driving, let's say this past weekend, you were driving over to a friend's house to watch a game, you were going for Saturday night Lakers, or you're going for Sunday Rams, whatever, and you're injured in any kind of auto accident that was not your fault, here's what you need to do. Call Jacob. He and his team will offer you a free consultation right off the bat. Bam. So you got nothing to lose by calling and explaining your situation. If Jacob begins working with you, you can move on with your life. Jacob and his team will find you a doctor in your area that specializes in your injury. They'll also work with the auto body shop and car rental place on your behalf. Jacob and his team are ready to help you and get you back on your feet, get you the compensation that you deserve. So if you're injured in any kind of car accident or slip and fall or anything that happens, motorcycle, Uber, rideshare, all that stuff, you want Jacob and Ronnie, only one name to remember. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram and Facebook. Go to @call.jacob to enter a contest about his brand new ad campaign.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Oh, you got to get yourself together. You got stuck in a moment and you can't get out of it.
That is your song.
This is one of the songs that you two did not perform Saturday at Sphere.
Oh, I need the concert review.
The concert
I mean, you're here.
Yes, let's save it.
All right.
Let's say it. I mean, it was unbelievable. I wanted to say, though, real quick. So, Bergman, do you play poker in Vegas when you go to Vegas?
Yeah,
do you play
poker? I have a few times, yeah.
So I played at a 5-10 table on Saturday. No limit, 5-10.
Yeah, and you gotta do no limit.
Oh, I can hang with this.
I bet you can.
They were betting so much pre-flop.
Oh my gosh.
Pre-flop, I was getting hammered.
It's because they don't want you limping in with anything.
Yeah, I got cleaned out in an hour and 45 minutes.
Yep.
Gone.
Yep. Yep. If you don't have anything, they're trying to get you out. They don't want anybody trying to limp
the
in.
Pre-flop
anything over like
rough.
3-6 or 4-8 tables are just, that's a game.
But a 1-3 table, everybody hangs in.
Yeah.
Everybody
just
hangs
sees
in
the flop.
For
yeah.
The flop, you know?
It's a different game. You can adjust.
The flop is cheap. Yeah, I should have gone to a 1-3 because they cleaned me out at a 5-10.
You could probably go 2-4, 3-6.
Yeah, one of those. One of those. I do well when I'm here. I did terrible in Vegas. Where the hell did I play? I played at the Venetian. Oh, no, I played at Resorts World. Have you been to Resorts World?
I have
not. That's the new one there. It's good. It's like basically a big food court with a casino in the middle.
Huh.
Like all the way around the casino, there
are different food scores. Well, that's why
you gained weight. Yeah, I know.
Did you frequent every single one
of
those?
I frequented a lot of dessert, is what I did.
That's
a lot
what
of
you
dessert.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is honestly, is this the biggest free agent signing that the Dodgers have ever had?
I think that's right.
Since the last one.
No,
who?
No, no.
Who would be the last one?
Who is the
Freddie
last
was
one?
A huge one.
Oh,
Mookie was a
nothing
huge
like,
one.
Nothing like this.
And Mookie was traded for, I guess.
Yeah, Mookie was traded for, then they extended him. Freddie was a gigantic deal.
Yeah.
But this is the biggest deal in franchise history, I think. And we're talking about a player who, and it's not, again, not going to pitch this year, will potentially pitch in 2025. But I was doing some reading, as I often do, Momo.
Yeah.
The contract, of course, is the biggest in North American sports history. He is among his endorsements, Mitsubishi, UFG Financial Incorporated, Japan Airlines, Kosei Corporation, and Seiko.
Otani's unprecedented success has driven increases in tourism to see players and sales of merchandise featuring him, among other benefits. According to a professor at Kansai University in Western Japan, Otani's move to the Dodgers will have about a $437 million economic impact next year.
We'd say they got
$437 million in economic impact next year.
In Los Angeles or for the franchise?
For the franchise.
Whoa.
$437 million. This contract
pays for itself.
Pays for itself. I mean, it sounds stupid, right? Oh, my God, they spent... They're going to make $437 million off of it this year. They're basically in 2 years, they're going to have the contract paid off. And he's deferred so much money that they're going to be able to put a competitive... They're going to be able to assemble a pitching staff because he's deferred all that money. And what? He's at somewhere in the $40 million range for actual salary against the competitive balance tax for this year. That leaves them room to get a Giolito or a Snell or a Corbin Burns or whoever that happens to be. They've got that sort of maneuverability because he is doing what I would call the Tom Brady plan.
Yeah.
Tom Brady always took less, never took a max. He was making $18, $20 million a year. He would say, you know what? All that matters to me is that we win and that we're competitive. This is another sign of competitive attitude from Shohei Ohtani. He's saying, look, money's always better in your pocket than it is somewhere else because it's earning interest or it's going to work for. He's saying, no, you know what I care about the most? Championships. Hold my money, spend it on somebody that can help me right now. That is competitiveness.
I had heard that the money that comes with Shohei, it is astronomical. I've heard it was a lot, that it basically pays for him.
Yep.
The money that comes with all the sponsors and economic impact. But I when you put that actual number on it, it is pretty staggering. Like even it that pays for him in 2 years. That pays the $700 million in 2 years.
In 2 years. In all the revenue. And by the way.
Not to mention if he's doing deferred money, then they're earning interest on the money they're keeping.
Correct. That's another good point.
Oh my gosh.
They've got money in their pocket. Yeah. I'm telling you, this deal, and thank God it came down. I think it would have been devastating to Dodger fans had this not happened, especially after the last 2 years and the early exits. It's like we deserve some of the good stuff. We deserve nice toys. And Shohei Ohtani is unbelievable toy. He is going to be, you think about that lineup, Mookie, Freddie, Shohei. That's absolutely crazy.
I also just like the star power. Like, I like the idea. I mean, do you remember in the World Baseball Classic where he faced off against Trout?
Sure.
Oh.
So great.
So great. And, like, as I think Mookie has a transcendent star power to him. He has that quality to him. Freddie is just a really good player. I don't think he has the same aura.
No.
In terms of marketability on
great
off the
player.
Field.
Awesome player.
Yeah. Shohei is a giant superstar. Giant, and I know he doesn't have that big personality, but he's almost to me like a Roger Federer type, quiet personality, sort of reserved, but has that aura. Like, you know, you're looking and watching an all-time great.
Right. And the excitement at the stadium, Bergman, it's going to be crazy night tonight.
Oh, the place is going to be nuts. And this is the first time since maybe Manny Ramirez that you have a guy that you're actually afraid is going to hit you out of the park every single time he comes up to bat.
Yeah.
Like, Mookie can hit home runs, but that's not like his
Freddie
game.
Freddie can hit home runs. He's not going to go
like
for 50.
They'll give you 25, 30. Yeah, they're not these 50. He's going to put 45 home runs up every year. That's what he's doing right now. So you have a legit guy that's going to be hitting home runs. It's scary.
And the fact that he deferred money allows them to put together a pitching staff that can win next year. Because right now they got Bobby Miller, Walker Buehler, who's coming off of Tommy John. They've got those kids like Emmett Sheehan and those guys, Gavin Stone, etc. But they need to add sort of an anchor to the rotation. And that's really the next thing. Whether they're in on Yamamoto or not, Japanese phenom, 25 years old, probably another $300 million. Whether they're in on him, I don't know. He would be a great
anchor for a rotation, but there are other guys out there.
Can we just talk about also the $700 million and how wrong everyone was about what the value really was going to be?
Like, well, Michael Thompson texted me and said, I told you all along it was going to be $700 million.
Did he say?
He did.
He did?
He said he's a $400 million pitcher and a $400 million batter. You give him $800 million.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. That was
he got a little bit of discount. It went to $350 and $350.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, have you Michael said that was on it. I thought $600 all along. I never thought $700.
Have we said that there are no opt-outs?
Correct.
No opt-outs.
How crazy is that? That no opt-outs?
Yeah.
On either side.
That means 10 years, you're here.
Okay. The other side of it, which we will probably not dwell on all that much,
which is?
Oh, my God. If you're the Angels, what are you doing?
We're not going to dwell on that. That's pathetic.
Think about how they could have... Like, I don't know that he was ever going to re-sign there.
I don't think so.
But they didn't trade him. Now he is gone. Okay. And not only is he's gone to your inner city rival.
Okay. I want to...
That's enough Angels talking today.
I actually want to defend them a little bit.
Okay.
Coming up next. Right. It's Fifth Row Fridays this week. So we got a pair of tickets to sit in the fifth row at a Lakers game. I don't see exactly which game it is.
They're
notes.
All good now.
They're all, yeah, all these games are great. If you pay attention and listen every day this week, there'll be a question from each day. And if you can answer all five questions on Friday, fifth row Lakers tickets, all courtesy of BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. So keep paying attention.
The game is Lakers versus Raptors on Tuesday, January 9th.
Okay, excellent.
Ooh, Raptors is a tough
matchup. Oh, that's good. That's good.
It's always a tough matchup.
All right, coming up next, going to spin the wheel of questions. It is a big day in Los Angeles. Shohei Ohtani is a Dodger. We'll circle to the Lakers, who were great on Saturday night. Dominating performance for Anthony Davis. All that's coming up for you. And in the meantime, let me tell you about my friend Jacob Amrani. Okay, if you're driving, let's say this past weekend, you were driving over to a friend's house to watch a game, you were going for Saturday night Lakers, or you're going for Sunday rant, whatever, and you're injured in any kind of auto accident that was not your fault, here's what you need to do. Call Jacob. He and his team we'll offer you a free consultation right off the bat. Bam. So you got nothing to lose by calling and explaining your situation. If Jacob begins working with you, you can move on with your life. Jacob and his team will find you a doctor in your area that specializes in your injury. They'll also work with the auto body shop and car rental place on your behalf. Jacob and his team are ready to help you and get you back on your feet, get you the compensation that you deserve. So if you're injured in any kind of car accident or slip and fall or anything that happens, motorcycle, Uber, rideshare, all that stuff, you want Jacob Amrani, only one name to remember. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember...
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
CallJacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram and Facebook. Go to @call.jacob to enter a contest about his brand new ad campaign. All right, here we go. Huh, okay. I like this. This is what Austin Reeves said for the semifinal game when he was interviewed by Ali LaForce. He was wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
And she asked, he was doing the fashion thing, right?
Okay.
So tell me what you're wearing. He said, it's just me being me. I never worry about my fit. I like to focus on the game. I don't care about my fit. Here's the question. How much do you care about your fit?
That was her question?
That's my question for you. How much do you think about what you put on in the morning?
Okay. When I have to be on television,
yes,
I think about it for about 3 minutes because mm-hmm. I have become like the female Steve Jobs.
Meaning?
I have three or four looks that I wear in constant rotation that I just like, I get, okay, like this shirt I have right here,
yeah.
I like the neckline. It's from a designer that I like and I order from them. I know the size that fits me. So I have one in black, I have one in red, and I have one in blue.
Okay.
All right. I have three or four other shirts that are like similar type shirts, and I just get them in different colors,
right,
and I wear them all the time.
So that's very Steve Jobs.
Very Steve Jobs.
Although Steve Jobs only had one color of
but
each
for
one
a,
thing.
For a lady, you got to mix it up a
yeah,
little.
Yeah, sure.
The rest of the time, I spend absolutely no time thinking about my fit. The only thing I want to do is look somewhat presentable because my kids are not old enough to be embarrassed by me yet.
Right.
Eventually, I will have to worry about that. But when I drop Daniel at preschool, I look like I just rolled out of bed. This is what I slept in.
Do you
in.
Wear what they call athleisure wear?
Yes, but athleisure but sometimes world. Depending on, like I'm wearing Vuori's right now.
Yeah,
I wear
right.
them on camera.
Yeah.
It does, no, totally you can't fine. Tell the difference.
Shadano says he wears some sort of fancy
Lululemons or
yeah,
something.
Some,
yeah,
something like that. When he,
yeah.
So Bourbon
Momo doesn't like when he does that though.
What?
Last week you said that you didn't like.
Oh yeah, that oh, white
too
shirt.
Casual.
Yeah. Too casual for around the
yeah,
horn.
Too casual.
But see, like
around
my,
the for, around the horn is apparently a formal occasion. Yeah. All right,
no,
Bourbon. What about
t-shirt.
You? What do you care about your fit? So, how much yeah. do you care?
I care a decent amount. I mean, like this is just a normal thing, but it's just Sunday swagger stuff. But I want it to actually look semi-presentable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be all one color. I want to kind of have some difference to it. I just got those shoes from Ireland. So
yeah,
now that,
right.
That, those are going
to
be...
But do you lay out your clothes in the morning?
No. I look through my closet. I'm like, okay, this one with these pants. Those don't go with those pants. Like,
right.
I make a somewhat of an adjustment. And the shoes have to kind of be... work with the whole outfit.
Right,
yeah,
right. Okay, Jorge, how much do you care about your fit? Looks like you spent a lot of time
oh,
on it today.
Yeah, I spent a whole week planning this for today.
You're wearing all Dodger stuff.
No,
it is.
I mean, it's just a hoodie. As long as I can match my shoes with my t-shirt, I guess, I can go with something like that.
Yeah.
And then I throw on a hat. I became a hat guy after like my motorcycle because I would take off the helmet and I would have
oh,
helmet
yeah.
hair.
Yeah.
So I would
yeah.
have the grooves of the helmet and it would bother me. So I just carried a hat and I just got used to wearing a hat every freaking
yeah.
time. But
yeah.
I don't plan my outfits.
I quit hats.
I noticed that.
I gave up on hats.
You used to be a hat guy.
Yeah. I mean, everybody says, you know, Juan says, you know, your hair, leave your hair. I'm like, all right.
Mason's evolving.
Yeah, I'm evolving. And by the way, I do lay out my clothes every morning. Today is an exception. Today I just threw on a hoodie.
Are you in sweatpants or are you in jeans?
I'm in jeans.
Okay.
I wear jeans. I don't wear sweatpants to work anymore. I did for a long time.
You care about life again.
I remember walking into the conference room with everybody around the table, like Sam Pine, Station Man, everybody. And I walked in there in sweatpants and all of a sudden I realized, oh my God, I think I'm embarrassed right now.
I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, I should be wearing actual pants for this.
I don't want to look like a homeless man.
Exactly.
I mean, here's the barometer. Did they smell?
No.
Okay.
No.
How often do you wash your sweatpants?
I've got four pairs of sweatpants. They're in hot rotation.
Right.
Always so, washed.
Always washed. Yeah.
Okay.
How about when you go to a movie or a game? Like, do you... It doesn't matter, right? Like, I go to... Sometimes my friends are like, hey, we're going to the movie, we're going to catch this. I'm like, cool, I'll meet you guys.
I've worn sweatpants to
sweatpants.
A movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wear sweatshorts to the movie.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's totally fine.
I used to always wear jeans or regular, like, slacks.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, why would I ever go back?
Right. Yeah. See, I went back to... I'm like, jeans. I'm good.
I put on a pair of jeans the other day, and I was like, oh, they're so stiff.
Yeah.
I'm not used to the, you know, something that doesn't have elastic in it anymore.
Yeah.
Come on.
So there's your wheel of questions. A lot of drip around here. A lot of drip.
Is that the word?
Yes, that is the word.
Those kids these days.
And they're drip.
This feels like a Clinton Yates sketch.
No, it's not. Let's get back to Shohei Ohtani and...
Is it Shohei or Shohei?
Shohei. Yeah, it's not Shohei.
S-H-O-H-E-I.
I know, but how do you pronounce it?
The guy's been in Southern California for a long time.
I know, but I never really know the right pronunciation.
Shohei
the money.
Okay. Oh, very good.
$700 million is just an insane amount of money.
And yet it's not.
And yet it seems to pay for itself. Now, how much do you think, what's LeBron's current contract value? Do you know off the top of your head?
Like 48?
48 a year?
Okay, hold on a minute. I think I know it. It's 96 over 2.
96
yeah, so
over 48. 2.
48. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that right? Look it up. 48. See if I'm right.
See, in
you
an.
You get the calculator app for 96 divided by 2?
It's 48.
Yeah, Momo, 48. In an uncapped world, how much would LeBron James be 100 worth?
100 million.
He would be worth more than Shohei.
Yeah.
I agree.
So
also you'd only be signing LeBron for like 3 or 4 years.
Correct. It's a more limited contract because he wants windows.
So what's a bigger LA signing? LeBron when he signed with the Lakers or Shohei now with the Dodgers?
Wow, that's a really good question.
It is.
Which one's bigger?
Well, so far one has led to a championship and the other one is yet to be seen.
Well, but like at the time.
Yeah, we're talking about 10 years of Shohei.
In the moment?
Yeah, in the moment. Which one is the bigger of the signings? Is Shohei signing at 29, 30? And then LeBron signed at what, 35? Yeah. Which one?
To me, the biggest free agent signing, in Laker history, at least since I've been around, so there might be something from before, was Shaq. When they got Shaq from Orlando, that was franchise-altering signing that changed the team for a decade.
But if we talk about just the idea of not LeBron signing with the Lakers versus Shohei signing with the Dodgers, it's impossible to quantify, but which would you say is the bigger signing?
I think it's probably Shohei because it's 10 years and he's that big a star.
And it's worldwide, although LeBron is worldwide too.
He is. He's totally worldwide. He probably took the franchise value of the Lakers up by $100 million just by him coming.
Yeah.
Not $100 million. Sorry, he's worth $100 million himself each year.
Correct.
But then the franchise value with him as a part of it, I think the Lakers right now, what was the latest Forbes valuation? 7 or 8?
Yeah.
I think it's that because LeBron James and stars like that, him going to play there.
Yeah.
But if they didn't get LeBron, if they didn't get Anthony Davis, if they still had those young players and they went the other route, I don't think it's that. I think it's 5 or 6. Billions of dollars in franchise value.
Tell you what.
How about the Angels? What are they worth now?
The Angels?
Without Shohei.
Oh, I was going to defend him. I'll try to defend the Angels coming up. Also, 2 o'clock call of the day. Actually, there should be good stuff. That's actually a really good question. Which is a bigger signing? The Dodgers with Shohei, the Lakers with LeBron. The Lakers, obviously.
Is that a compliment to Greg?
Meaning?
Like, that was a really good question, Greg.
It can happen.
That was a good discussion point.
Oh, boy.
Did Mason say something nice about Greg Bergman?
He's been nice recently.
I've been nice recently. I haven't been totally irritated and pissed off at Greg.
Well, a couple times last week.
We're going to try and stop it. Yeah, we're going to clean it up a little bit. So, the other thing, Lakers in-season tournament win on Saturday. What's that? I think a really, really good sign for Anthony Davis, who was just a monster in the final. On top of that, the Rams lose. Just a heartbreaker. They had that thing. They had that thing against the Ravens yesterday. They're still in the hunt. Still one half game out of a playoff. No, they're one game out of a playoff spot after losing to Baltimore. But their winnable games are coming up. I had that as a loss all along. That was a, at least in my mind, a scheduled loss. The fact that they played so tough is a really good sign of stuff to come. Don't forget, a huge weekend. We're all over today on 710 ESPN. Monster Must Listen Reaction Monday, presented by Michelob Ultra. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. Spend all day with LA's mega sports station, 710 ESPN. 2 o'clock call of the day is coming up next. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Momo is in here for Ireland, 710 ESPN.